The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to another Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. It's Thursday night and that can only mean one thing. It's Leopardstown, of course, another seven race programme at the Dublin venue. Competitive action as it is as well, with the highlight coming in the shape of the Ballyroan Stakes at 8.05 win a small but select field got a post there for that mile and a half contest. Plenty of other good big field handicaps to sink our teeth into, and we begin with a six furlong maiden for the two-year-olds at 5.20. The one with the best form coming into this race is Burmese Waltz, who caught the eye in a big way first time up at the Curragh the other day in a race which is already beginning to work out particularly well. Foxtrot Liv, who was second in that race, went back to the Curragh and won by no fewer than six lengths for the Paul Toomey stable on Monday. So the run of Gerlange's two-year-old has to be upgraded, because she was drawn in store 17 of the 17 runners, which in the end just probably proved costly, given that she only lost by a nose and half a length at the finish. She was going on as well at the line, so she was clearly working things out as she went along. She's got a reasonable draw again tonight, certainly compared to National Guard anyway. One of her main market rivals was drawn in store 13 out on the wing for the Aidan O'Brien stable. So this will be a good opportunity miss, one would have to say, if Gerlange's Burmese Waltz doesn't take the opener there for connections in the 5.20. On to the 5.55 then, just the six runners go to post, but none less more easy to solve. The one I would go with here is Two for Tango from the Richard O'Brien stable. This horse only won once in its career, and that was on debut back in April 2017, but has run reasonably well on several other occasions, and having its first run for the Richard O'Brien stable as a three-year-old caught the eye really well the other day at the Curragh off the back of a break when held up towards the back of the field. He's made some good late and eye-catching progress for tender handling in the hands of Billy Lee to be never near a six at the line of that 30-strong field. This smaller field should enable him to get a little bit more handy and a bit more competitive here, dare I say, tonight. And he could actually end up being a bit of a money spinner, this horse. He's only rated 70, but on the evidence of what we saw the other day, this three-year-old who's now in the care of a trainer who's very much making a name for himself over in Ireland, he could end up being an 80 horse plus if things go his right way between now and the end of the season. On to the 6.30 then, and this 2 mile and a quarter, maiden gives a good opportunity for National Wealth to finally get his head in front, and a deserving success it would be as well. This 83 rated colt has bumped into one or two nice horses along the way, including Mutha Beck at Ballinrobe a couple of starts ago and a good time figure, and he's just unlucky to get his pocket picked the other day by another one of those pesky Willie Mullins trained individuals in the shape of Diamond Hill, who needed all the strength and guile of Patrick Mullins to get him up in the closing stages. National Wealth dug deep, and himself he pulled 9 lengths clear the rest back in Thursday. I don't think he did a great deal wrong. Perhaps the ground was on the soft side for him as well, and he's back on better ground tonight, so good chance he can finally get his head in front. He's drawn his stall one. I think Donico O'Brien will probably jump him out and try and make the most of his experience. He's inside a course advantage, and this would really be a big opportunity miss for National Wealth if he was to fail to miss the target here tonight in the 6.30. On to the 7 o'clock, and at time recording, around about 7 or 8 to 1 the field. Just shows you the complexities of this contest. We've got In an Amore, who comes here off the back of a victory over the course and distance last time out. That's going to be popular. And so is Narm, following his eye-catching run the other day down in Nace. But I want to take a chance here on Beau Satchel, who has run a couple of really nice races most recently at the Galway Festival over what probably turned out to be an inadequate 7 furlongs on both occasions. Unfortunately, there wasn't a race over a mile for him, and he had to settle for running over that specialist distance. But he ran really well on both occasions behind Sheila Lavery's Truffles, who of course did the double on the first night of the meeting and then followed up on the Friday. Two time figures in those races suggested it was a very, very good piece of form. And Honor Oak, who was second in the first of those races, bolted up by amazingly 10 lengths the next time. So he was in quite deep there, Beau Satchel. So despite his advancing years of 8, he still shows he can mix it to a decent level. Can this gelding by Inder Satchel, and he's got some Gorson distance form as well next to his name. The last time he won on turf, it was off a mark of 78 no less a couple of years ago, so he's certainly well handicapped on the pick of that form, and we know he's in good form. So both Satchel, top price 12 to 1 with William Hill this morning, will do for me each way there in the 7 o'clock. On to the 7.35. Just again, the 7 runners got a post here, but I'll be very keen on Ice Cold Alex running a big race here, back over his optimum conditions of a stiff 7 furlongs. He tried a mile last time out off the back of a victory at the Curra in pretty decisive fashion when he went to Nacy the day and almost followed up. But he travelled like the best horse in the race, but unfortunately Skola Nachunta was just too strong for him in the latter stages up that stiff climb to the line. But he did a precious little wrong, and he gets to race here over a track where he's gone well before in his two previous starts. That second behind Casimiro back in May was notable for the way the race worked out subsequently in the time figures that it produced. Geological, the old 6-year-old warrior of Damon English, is likely to take this field along at a good gallop, ensuring that Ice Cold Alex gets his perfect run through here around the inside in track one. Danger looks to be Sir Jack Thomas, who I napped last time out down in Sligo, but his two wins have come with a little bit of cut in the ground. Slightly tempers my enthusiasm at a relatively short price, whereas Ice Cold Alex, top price 7-2 this morning, looks a value bet there for the informed Ken Condon team in the 7.35. On to the 8.05 then, just the forerunners go to post then for this Ballyroan Stakes. And I actually fancy the outside of the whole party here, available to back at 11-2 this morning, is the King from the massively informed Jessica Harrington Stables. Another three winners down there at Sligo last night from the Moon Trainer. Suggests that her horses are in A1 condition. And this horse has run really well on his last two starts, most notably at this track. He found a mile and a quarter too tight for him the time before when fourth behind Lucius Tiberius in a good time figure race, and then stepped up to a mile six last time out. He kept on really well to finish third behind the dead heaters Simara and Sizzling. That race was chock full of informed three-year-olds such as the likes of Bandua and Cypress Creek, and he beat those pretty comfortably in when he finished third, of course. Obviously he's up against stiff opposition here. The likes of Stella Mass and Yucatan, who finished first and second at the Curra respectively, have got to be factored into the equation. And Azira makes her eagerly awaited seasonal reappearance, although she might just need the run, dare I say, down the front end of the market. So the prices this morning, I do think the King has got much better prospects here of pulling off the giant killing act of the outside of four, and at 5-1 he'll do for me there in the 8.05. On to the final race then, the 8.35, plenty of horses coming in. Grudnik, lots of 8-8, was a good course and distance winner the last day. Obviously Tarazani as well is another one to factor in, and I do think Henry de Bromont's 5-year-old Tarazani does look a bad price this morning around about the 11-2 mark, considering how strong he was in the finish the last day here over mile 5. He was going on very strongly, and I think a step up to 2 furlongs should suit this chestnut gelding by Dutch Art, who has now got to really good form and overall stats at Leopards Down to suggest that he really does like this track. The other one to factor into the equation at a price is Grand Partner, even though he's a 10-year-old and isn't getting any quicker. He does save all his best form here for the county, for the Dublin venue. His last three runs here have all yielded either a win or a place. In fact, he was placed in that big 23-runner handicap over hurdles in January behind On You Go Again. So clearly he's comes to life, this horse, at this track, even though he's formed credentials going into races here this venue, suggests that he's a pretty unreliable customer nowadays. So my two against the field there would be Tarazani and Grand Partner. Okay, thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. No podcast tomorrow because it's Friday and there's three domestic meetings, but we do have action for you at Kilbeggan on Saturday night, where the action at that track coincides also with Lingfield and Ayr as well. So 7 jump races I'll be covering for you, so do tune in on Saturday morning for the latest news on the Irish Racing Podcast on Saturday morning. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.